Congress needs to end wasteful government spending, like the $787 billion of taxpayer money the federal government threw away in the 2009 stimulus package. It may not have done you any good, but U.S. Senator Jeanine Shaheen's business interest made out to the tune of $78,000. No wonder she doesn't want to talk about it whenever the subject pops up. Paid for by Citizens for a Strong New Hampshire.
You know, it's about high time we had some people in government that are really concerned about creating new schools, upgrading education, and most importantly, how about stimulating the growth of jobs?
There are good pledges and bad pledges. Pledge of Allegiance? Good. Pledge to give tax breaks to ship jobs overseas? Bad. Immigration reform. But the question is, whose country is it? Theirs or yours? You know, you get to a certain age and suddenly, as comedian Rodney Dangerfield used to quip, you don't get any respect. You still buy things, you still pay taxes, and you still vote. So why don't seniors get any respect? No voice in the Senate. Frank Marshall can be your voice. Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen of Jensen County, it's time to play Jeopardy, and Jensen County is in Jeopardy. This is Final Jeopardy, by the way, and the category is Magistrate. This magistrate works 4 hours a week, makes over $50,000 a year, and thinks he's earned the right to be a judge. Now, let's see what you, the voter, have wagered. Your tax dollars. Well, you can vote for Joe Carmine on voting day or tell him the game is over.